warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not-so-fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome to The Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, and today, for the very first time, we are not in studio. I'm here today with my bud, David Niles, but we, Dave, are not in studio.
We're in God's studio.
Yes, we are. We are actually in God's studio. We are out camping with our brothers here in Tulsa, or outside of Tulsa.
Greenleaf State Park.
Yes, Greenleaf State Park. And
the weather is awesome.
We couldn't have picked better weather.
And we're not here by ourselves either.
No. Guys, can you guys at least say something so
say
they believe us? Okay. That's
the sound of our entourage. It's, you know, someday if we can afford it, we'll upgrade them. But that's just what we got right now.
But welcome to the Catholic Man Show. If this is your first time that you've tuned in, if you caught us on St. Michael Catholic Radio or Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting or Christ the King in Lafayette or Redbox Media or iTunes, welcome.
Welcome.
Dave, we do three things every show. Let them know.
So if this is your 23rd episode, then you know very well.
This is actually the 24th. Last week was 23rd.
I know that, but I'm just saying, if it's your 23rd.
Oh, okay. If they didn't hit the first one?
Maybe they missed the first one, and they're okay. Just like, I don't need that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Which is probably, you know, they're probably wrong. But if it's your 23rd or 24th episode, you know what the three things are. The first thing we do, which we're going to get to immediately, is open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage. The second thing we do is highlight a man gear of some kind, mm-hmm. Something that every Catholic man needs, should be using, because they're awesome things. And then the third thing we do is we talk about a manly topic. So we're, once again, going to cover all three of those in just a minute.
Yeah. And today we're actually going to have a beer connoisseur, beer expert, Father Brian Ketterer, review our beer for us today.
So, Father Brian, we're about to bring him in. Mm-hmm. I have a story to tell about Father Brian.
Okay.
One time I was sitting at a bar, and I knew he was coming, and I'm sitting there drinking my beer, and he walks up to me and looks at my beer and says, "Are you drinking a Vorsteiner Dunkel?" And I just, like, looked at him, and I said, "Yeah. How do you know that? What is wrong with you? There's something wrong with you." And he proceeded to tell me, like, "Well, I can tell by the color that it's blah, 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 and the carbonation that must be this, and that it's obviously this kind of barley, blah, blah, blah." And it's just like, okay, fine.
I get it.
I
get it. You know a lot about beer.
And I was like, "Father, that's weird."
But Father Brian Ketterer was
also impressive.
Very impressive. He was associate pastor at the parish that we go to at St. Benedict's in Broken Arrow. And he is now the University of Tulsa chaplain at the Newman Center. And it's awesome to have him along.
Welcome, Father Brian.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Is chaplain right? Is that what you are?
Yes, I am a chaplain.
Okay. And you also work a couple days a week with Bishop Kelly, correct?
That's right. I'm a chaplain there as well. Full-time chaplain. Full-time chaplain at TU and part-time chaplain at Bishop Kelly.
Perfect. So it's great to have you on the Catholic Man Show. Father, tell them what the man beverage is.
Well, we have this man beverage that I was just handed a few minutes ago. It's called Brotherhood Steam. So what it is, it's a dry-hopped Anchor Steam collaboration with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Who the Chris Robinson Brotherhood is, I have no idea. I don't know if they're a brewer, a band, or just some guys that enjoy drinking beer. But whatever they are, this is a collaboration.
And they're probably are in San Francisco.
Yes, they are from San Francisco because the can says that somewhere on it.
Yes.
Anchor, which is a long-established brewery from San Francisco, is known for their steam beer, their Anchor Steam, going back probably 30 years or so. So what a steam beer is it's a lager, so it uses lager yeast, which is typically brewed at colder temperatures for a longer time. But back in the Gold Rush days, they weren't able to chill the beer to that temperature, so they used a lager yeast but fermented it at ale temperatures, which are higher temperatures. And a way to cool the beer to a little bit cooler temperatures than an ale typically, they would put it in these big open containers so it would cool faster, and those containers would give off steam in this kind of cool, moist San Francisco air. And so it was said to have gotten the name steam beer from that.
I sure wish you had something to say about this topic, Father.
We're only 6 minutes in, and I think you've already learned more than you already have on any episode of the Catholic Man Show ever.
Yes. And I haven't even gotten to the point where it says it's a dry-hopped beer. Oh, yes.
Sorry. I couldn't wait anymore.
Okay, so let's go ahead and cheers. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
And I haven't even opened my beer
your
yet.
Glass.
Raising it up.
Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus.
Cheers to Jesus. Cheers to Jesus.
There we are. So back to the dry hopped. What dry hopped means is that it's a late addition hop, which you're probably wondering what that means. Typically, hops are added in earlier stages of the boiling process to add a bitterness to the beer. If you just have the sweetness of the malt, it would be too much and it would be too hard to handle. It would be like drinking sugar water. So they add hops to add a bitterness to balance out that sweetness. Now, dry hopped is a late addition hop, typically done around the time of bottling or canning, which gives more of an aromatic kind of a floral, sometimes a piney, grapefruit, kind of depending on the hop. So it gives a more aromatic flavor on top of the bitterness. And so that's what this beer is. It's a dry hopped Anchor Steam.
So, Dave, what after all of that, what's your tasting notes?
I just want to say that I agree 100% with everything Father Brian has said, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I pretty much told him to say all those things.
Through your humility, you
right.
allowed him to say it.
Right, and it was pointed out on our Facebook page this last week that I should be the patron saint of humility, and I couldn't agree more.
Because your humility is known worldwide?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave and I talk about this all the time. We kind of have debates about who's more humble. It sometimes ends in a draw.
Right, but I have the trophies, so, I mean, that's really what
counts. That's what makes it.
Right.
Yeah. But, and he tells us about those trophies frequently.
But the beer is very good. It didn't you say so it's brewed like a lager? Isn't that what you said, Father?
So it's actually a lager brewed like an ale.
Or a lager brewed like
yes.
an ale. Okay.
I'm picking up a flavor that I recognize, but I can't really put my finger on what it is. It's not. It seems like it's a basic flavor. You know, it's not quite lemon. Maybe like a florally lemon. But Father Brian, you really do have one of the best palates of anybody I know. So, what do you? Way off base? You know, like what do you think?
Not completely off base. I'm
but
struggling.
Pretty much off base.
Well, I mean, I'm struggling a little bit. I mean, this can is very cold. It just came out of an ice chest. And no beer connoisseur drinks beer that cold, unless it's Coors Light or something of that sort.
But we are camping right now, so
yeah.
You know, we just
but
gotta...
we do what we've got to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see a little bit of that. It's a very easy drinking beer. No very upfront, very aggressive flavors. I think it's meant to be enjoyed kind of any time of the year. You do get a little bit of the hops, kind of that brightness, a little bit of the bitterness from the hops. But otherwise, it's a pretty just smooth, I would say, pretty easy drinking beer.
If there's a beer that you guys want us to try that we haven't tried yet, or a whiskey, reach out to us on our Facebook page. You can go on Facebook and check us out there, or Instagram, or Dave, we have a YouTube channel now, and we're going to be doing videos this weekend to post onto our YouTube channel.
Word.
So if there's something that you...
This last weekend.
This last weekend, which is... Yeah.
Hopefully they're there now.
Right. So if there's something that you want us to try, give us a shout. We actually heard from a priest in Scotland, Father Neil, who reached out to us.
He basically told us, we don't know anything about whiskey.
It was really funny. He actually told us, he gave us a little pointer.
He didn't really say that, but...
He said from Scotland there were some things that we were
saying.
They just
call it, like... Okay.
Right.
So apparently in Scotland, they call unblended single malt whiskey...
Just
which
malt.
We call it scotch. They call it malt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... And I did not know the thing about spelling it differently. If it's a scotch, it's spelled E-Y. And if it's...
A bourbon or Irish not, whiskey,
if it's not
y.
a scotch, it's spelled S-K-Y.
Right.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. So he was like, I just wanted to let you guys know because I've been catching up on your podcast. And apparently you guys didn't know that because we didn't.
Okay. So, but we're drinking this Anchor Brotherhood Steam dry hopped ale, what was it? Ale lager. It's a lager. It's a lager. How much was this?
For a six pack, I think it was $9.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, not too bad.
And you just got it at
the liquor store.
So it's available. Mm-hmm. It's readily available.
I actually did the whole you can't judge a book by its cover, but I did with this beer because it's Brotherhood, and we have
it. Got you. It
yeah.
got you. And it, but yeah. it is very good.
And we have all our brothers here camping, so that's why I picked it. But on the other side of the break, we're going to be going into our man here. Maybe even bust into our man topic a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time. I don't know. Stick around. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting here in our outdoor studio, handcrafted by the Lord Jesus himself, with my co-host, Adam Minahan.
Enjoying some Brotherhood Steam.
And I gotta tell you, we have a fierce case of heresophobia going on here on the Catholic Man Show. Do you know what heresophobia is?
No, I don't.
It's the fear of heresy.
Ah.
Boom.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We totally do. I mean,
yeah.
You're not afraid of heresy?
Well, I don't want to make it. I don't want to make it.
I feel like I'm pretty... I would never... No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, neither do I.
Then you're heresophobic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just embrace it.
Okay, fair enough.
Embrace the phobia.
Okay, cool.
But seriously, we're sitting here. The campfire is feet away.
From our equipment.
Feet away? Like, is that the right way to say that?
It's close to our equipment.
It's just a few feet away.
It's as close to the equipment as I feel comfortable without it burning.
Which is good.
Which is good. Which
yeah,
is what
that's
we
good.
Want.
Yeah, we
that's
don't want
we
it
want.
To burn. But it is a beautiful night. We're sitting here.
We really could not have gotten better weather.
This is just this
is like
the right time.
Perfect camping
this
weather.
This is right.
Yeah. Yeah. We got really lucky. Not raining. Because it would have not been good to try to do this man show while it was raining.
We would not have attempted.
Right.
Because our stuff's not waterproof. But anyway, we're sitting here. I'm still enjoying a Brotherhood Steam Ale, which is a dry-hopped beer. I'm not sure what that means, but Father Brian knows what it means.
And he gave you guys a plethora of knowledge.
Which I enjoyed. I was sitting there just like going, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow, that sounds awesome.
I agree. I do that with his homilies, too. Okay, yeah, I agree.
Especially when he mentions Star Wars in his homily. It's like, yes,
does.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's
very
exactly
true.
What Yoda was doing.
But we are sitting at a campfire with all of our friends. It's
Well, not all of them,
not
but,
all of
you
them,
know,
but
a lot of good ones.
Yeah, most of them.
I only have like five friends.
Well, there's like eight people here, so that makes it awkward.
I meant on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Dave, let's get to the man gear.
Okay. So, seeing as we're sitting here by the fire, mm-hmm. we thought it would be a good idea to talk about a fire starter.
Right. It was kind of the natural thing to talk about.
It makes sense.
It made sense.
Yeah. So, a fire starter, if you don't know what a...
By the way, we have... Okay. I mean, the roaring fire that we have right in front of us right now made it really easy to talk about it as well.
And this fire was here when we got here.
Yeah, we didn't
start it.
I'm
not sure how they started this fire, but they started it... How'd you guys start it? Did you use gasoline? I heard someone say gasoline.
No,
didn't do that, right?
No, they did not.
No gasoline. Okay, guys, there was no gasoline involved.
One match?
Yeah. Boy Scout style? You didn't use any Boy Scout water, did you? No Boy Scout water. That's impressive. Whoever did it? Gary, was it you? We have a fireman in our midst who apparently is also good at starting fires, not only putting them out. Way to go, Gary. Anyway, so a fire starter, there's a couple different kinds.
Right.
In fact, we're going to talk about two of them tonight. One kind, I think, is, you know, the typical, if you just Google fire starter.
Right, the flint.
Is just a flint set.
Right.
It's something that is, when you strike it, it's going to make a bunch of sparks. So if you can get together enough kindling leaves mm-hmm. and you're in the wilderness, it's kind of a survival tool.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is... one of the most basic essential fire or survival elements.
Yeah, if not the.
Yeah, I mean, shelter maybe is number one, fire number two.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that.
I don't know, water's also important.
There's a lot, yeah.
Okay, let's just say that our list is not ranked. It's an unranked list.
Correct.
But anyway, fire starters, if you have one and you're going camping, it's a super cool way to start a fire, you know? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, we used no matches, we used... No lighters. I just took a rock and, you know, sparked this fire.
There's something just mesmerizing about sitting, like, out camping and just staring at the fire.
I don't know what it is.
It is just mesmerizing. Guys can just sit there, like, I don't know, everybody's just kind of sitting around looking at the fire. They don't even really have to be talking to each other. But there's just something about it that...
It's just one of those things. It's... You can just sit there and look at it forever, and it never gets old.
And guys also like to just mess with the fire, like build it up, move the wood around.
Well,
like,
burning things is just fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a very cool thing to have, especially if you're going camping, which is what we're doing today, and mm-hmm. it's a fun thing to do, especially with guys.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm excited about is, you know, while we're here out here, we're sitting around the campfire this evening. You know, we'll be enjoying our beer that we're trying, the Brotherhood Steam, and then also we'll probably have a smoke and really just sit down and have a good conversation. I think it's very, like, the reason why I like the fire, especially besides the warmth and everything that it provides, but it provides the atmosphere of good conversation.
Yeah, totally. It there's something about a fire that has a calming presence. I mean, a controlled fire.
Right. Yeah, I think we need to be specific.
I just feel so peaceful about the fact that my house is on fire. It's mm-hmm. like, people don't say that, but when you have a fire, it really does, you know, people are around, and there's just something that brings you down all to a very relaxed level mm-hmm. and facilitates a very good conversation.
So I too
am looking forward to that. We have not had that atmosphere yet because our buddy Juan Posada cooked a feast, and I cannot even describe the extent to the... It just kept going. Like,
yeah,
I don't know where he got all the... It was like, where have you been keeping all this food?
Yeah, it was just like... It was like a six-course meal is what it was.
And so he's like, he's got these huge chicken legs cooking, and it's like, God, that's a lot of food right there. And he's like, oh, okay, let's get the tacos out.
Yeah.
It's like, you have tacos? It's like, well, let me go get the avocados.
Yeah.
What?
Here, and then, grab my cilantro.
And then he's like, oh, well, actually, let me get the beef ribs going. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who's eating all this food? But we did. That's who ate it.
It was a lot of fun.
It was some of the... That was the best... I think it is. I think it was the best chicken I'd ever had. Anyway... Yeah.
So Dave,
Chad, cook me one of the marshmallows.
Talk about this that you brought. It's
okay.
Very interesting.
So aside from that type of fire starter that, you know, you spark and stuff, I have another type of fire starter, and I don't know if this is officially a fire starter or what you call it, but in my house, this is what I grew up knowing a fire starter, because my mom makes these, and you can make them yourselves. What it is, it's a piece of newspaper about 4 or 5 inches long. It doesn't matter how long it is. Mm-hmm. Rolled up into a nice roll, and she takes a string and ties it around the middle just to hold it all together and dips it in melted paraffin wax. And if you have a lighter and you just put a lighter to this, it will instantly light and it will burn at a nice big flame for about 5 minutes. I mean, it's a long time because it's sort of like a, it turns it into
a, like
newspaper,
candle.
A newspaper candle. Yeah. And the reason I think this is a good thing to have, because some people might say, well, that's cheating. It's a cheating way to start a fire. So kind of, yeah, but I used it just this weekend. A buddy of mine was coming over, mm-hmm. and I knew we were going to go outside and have a smoke. Mm-hmm. And so I had a fire ready to go outside, but I didn't want to light it. You know, nobody's out there, but it was built and ready to go. And so I was able to just say, all right, we're finished with dinner. Let's go outside. Take the lighter, click, get it started. And the fire just lit because the flame that this thing will put off is a lot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to remove myself from company. You know, we've got company over.
It's a very hospitable move.
Right. It's about hospitality. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to remove myself just to start the fire. So this allowed me the benefit of just being able to have a fire right away mm-hmm. without having to tend to or nursing a fire in the beginning, which is really nice. And I mean, sometimes you just want to start a fire.
I like the idea that you can just make, and it's just out of common, you know, newspaper and paraffin wax.
The only thing you have to buy, really, is the wax. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much it costs, but
can't be
I
much.
Don't think it's expensive.
Can't be much.
Yeah, so, and when she does this, she'll just take a bunch of newspaper, roll it up, and then cut them into these, you know, 4 or 5 inch sections. You can do smaller or larger, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Tie a string around them, and then you just got the wax, and you just dip them in wax. Get them nice and waxy.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, Dave, let's talk just really quick, briefly on our Glencairn glasses. We've had a lot of people talk about, you know, how to obtain a Catholic Mancho Glencairn glass,
okay.
especially
yeah.
on our Instagram account.
Because we ordered another batch.
Yeah, we have another 65 that are going to be showing up this week.
Well, first of all, they are awesome. Mm-hmm. And obviously, everybody is recognizing that because we sold out, and so we had to order more.
Right.
Which is a great problem for us to have.
Absolutely.
So if you want one, here's how I'm ready to ship to you.
Yeah, and here's how you do it. You go to breadboxmedia.com, and you go to the Friend of the Show tab. Click that, and then type in your information, and make sure you check the Catholic Man Show box. And if you donate $10 a month, we will ship you not only the Glencairn glass, but we will also be sending you exclusive content that we make that's not part of the show. Along with, we just ordered some Catholic Man Show T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll be sending out some of those if you become a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what it does is it helps provide for our show. It helps, you know, keep the cost down.
Yeah.
We don't pocket any of that money. It goes straight to the show to help the quality of the show. So
yeah, and you know, being Thursday, you'll notice that the Jesus and the Jewish Roots of the Eucharist has been updated, and so there it is for those of you who are already friends of the show. So become a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Go to breadboxmedia.com.
On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the man topic. We're sitting out here at Greenleaf State Park, outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, drinking some Brotherhood Steam. We're on the Lord's team,
the winning side.
So raise your glass.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. For the Lord has commanded the blessings of life forevermore.
I just love how it assumes in that there was some, what was that?
133.
It just assumes that you have a beard.
I like that.
Running down upon the head.
It makes me a little jealous.
Upon the beard. You know, it's like, obviously you have a beard.
Right. Clearly. So we're out here.
Because Old Testament dudes had beards. I mean, I don't think they had razors back then.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure Schick wasn't around.
Yeah, Gillette hadn't made it yet.
No, I don't think so.
No. We're out here.
Father Brian is like... it wasn't that funny, but
we're out here in Greenleaf State Park.
I'll be here all night.
Drinking some Brotherhood Steam. We just got done talking about the man gear.
Having more fun than canon law permits?
Yeah.
To steal a line from...
The Patrick Hoffman.
A friend of ours.
Dave, so let's get into the man topic.
Okay.
It was a very easy topic to pick, considering...
Before we do.
Yeah, before... Let's just give some manly advice.
I have some manly advice. In lieu of a joke...
Yeah, because I didn't do a joke again
this
week.
Once again, I was like, Adam, you got a joke ready? He said, no, I don't have a joke. So...
Next week.
I'm here to save the day.
I'm actually just making suspense. I'm adding to the drama.
The key element to any good joke.
Right.
So, have you ever wondered to yourself, like, what am I supposed to do if I'm attacked by a bear? I think we've all wondered that to ourselves. So I'm about to tell you, because we're out here in the woods, and I figure, like, our chances of getting attacked by a bear are, like, 50-50.
maybe even more.
It
could be 75-25.
So, guys, here's what we're all going to do if we get attacked by a bear.
Pay attention,
and
Scott.
First of all, in order to prevent a bear attack, we should always carry bear spray. By the way, this is according to the meme we found off of theartofmanliness.com. So thank you, Art of Manliness.
He actually is... from Tulsa.
Yeah, I know. He lives in Tulsa.
Yeah, he lives in Tulsa.
I think he lives, like, in Broken Arrow, close to us. I can't confirm that. I've never been to his house, but that's what I think someone told
me. Brent McKay.
Unless, of course, I get all those details wrong.
So, Brett McKay.
Always carry bear spray. If you suspect bears are in the area, you should sing or talk to yourself, make noise. Never leave food on the trail. Always pick up all the trash that you have.
Well, there's
which is going to fit into our topic. Don't be littering.
Yeah, never litter.
That's not a manly thing.
No.
Okay.
Like also like that's part of like the bear bag, right? I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not so
in the Scouts, you have a trash bag and you don't leave it on the ground. You suspend it from a tree.
Right. So the food, yeah, anything that smells like
anything that has a scent.
Right.
That way if the bears come to your camp at night, they'll just move along.
Right.
So that's how you avoid the bear. If you encounter the bear, you walk away slowly. Do not run. Retrieve the bear spray and be prepared to spray the bear, ideally at a distance.
What is bear spray?
I don't know, dude, but apparently it says I spray the bear at around 23 feet. So apparently this bear spray is intense. Like,
what did you say, Father?
It's compressed pepper spray.
Oh, compressed pepper.
Seconds of spray. How many seconds?
Seven seconds of compressed pepper spray.
Compressed pepper spray. That sounds like that would suck.
Yeah. When nervous, just apply liberally.
Like, But it sounds like it would be great on your chicken. I don't know. Okay, so pepper spray the bear to death. If that doesn't work...
Taser him.
If you have a taser, that's not part of the meme, but if you have a taser, I would recommend its use. If all else fails, do not run. Lay on the ground and play dead, according to this meme. I've heard varying opinions on this, but this meme says to play dead.
Okay.
Protect your head and stomach. When the bear is done utterly destroying you, that's not what it says, but I feel like if the bear is like messing with you,
I just don't know
what you're supposed to do. It's tough. But it says, wait 10 to 20 minutes after the bear leaves to get up. Like if you don't bleed to death in that 10 to 20 minutes and you can get up after that's when you should do it.
And I think Dwight Schrute from The Office said that a bear can run like up to 40 miles per hour.
False. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, so let's bust into that was a great segue into our topic. Let's get into our topic.
Black Bear is best.
False.
Well, that's debatable.
Dave, okay, let's talk about the man topic. Go ahead, introduce it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let you introduce
it. Yeah, I'll do it. So today we're talking about our environment. We're mm-hmm. out here in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up a Boy Scout, and one of the key things about Boy Scouting, especially when you went on campouts, is that you always left the place better than you found it.
Mm-hmm. I was a Cub Scout for a year,
yeah.
and I remember that part.
Well, were you a Cub Scout, or were you just a tiger?
No, I was a Cub Scout.
You were a Cub?
Okay. I was a Cub Scout.
I mean, we were in that together.
Yeah.
Tough to remember all the details.
Right.
So, that's kind of what we're talking about, is respecting our surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause this is kind of a topic that is dominated by one side of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Right.
You know, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you fall on.
Mm-hmm.
So, God made the things of this earth. This is kind of what we talk about with why do we enjoy the manly beverage? Because
right.
he made the things of this earth good,
mm-hmm.
and they should be enjoyed for their goodness, and they should be respected for their goodness, which is why we drink in moderation.
Correct.
Because when we drink and indulge in the things that are good beyond their good proportion, they no longer become good.
That's correct. It's part of the whole, like, there's no such thing as, you know, you can't be... too, like, there's no such thing as evil. It's just, like, a lack of goodness.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Or,
like, some things you can't overindulge in. Like, there's no such thing as
too much
beauty.
Right.
Or
too much goodness.
Yeah. Or
too much truth.
Too much virtue. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
When we were talking about this topic today, I looked it up on the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 293, and I thought this was, like, a really good sentence. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Let me know your thoughts.
Yeah.
You ready?
Give it to us.
The world was made for the glory of God. Saint Bonaventure explains that God created all things not to increase His glory, but to show it forth and to communicate it.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? Initial reaction.
Yeah. That's it just feels, you know, like when you hear something that's true and you just go like, yeah. That's true. That's kind of the reaction I'm having. Because that is, you know, God doesn't need us.
Right.
That's not why
he
created us.
He doesn't need to increase his glory.
No.
Right.
But and it kind of, you know what, take it one step further. Why did he make it to show his glory? It's really for our benefit.
Right. Exactly.
So that
that's what it
know.
Says here.
Yeah.
To show it forth and to communicate it to us.
Right. Exactly. It's not about even glorifying himself, which... he should do, you know, like, he has every right to do because he
right.
is this, you know, the perfect essence of being.
So, the whole, like, Dave, we've had a topic where we've talked about answering atheism, right?
Right.
Okay, but this kind of goes into the whole story of creation, the whole creation of God kind of explains God, right? That God
right.
made it. And it always comes back to, or at least for me, the analogy of you're walking down the beach... and all of a sudden you look over and you see this exotic sandcastle that has huge walls and big towers and, like, all this stuff. And you look over to him, oh, that was random that by chance that showed up.
The waves must have randomly created that
and it's like,
beautiful sandcastle.
Right, and it's like, no, that's not the case.
That's what Dawkins would say.
Yeah. But it's like, it's clearly not, there's clearly a creator of that sandcastle.
Right.
Okay. And the chances of creating a sandcastle like that are a lot higher than creating this whole universe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So I think that the beauty of creation, the beauty of what the Lord has made, only points towards the beauty of and glory of Him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think today it's difficult for us to often see the beauty. You know, we get so caught up in just the day-to-day rat race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, what's my how many likes does my Facebook status have? And, you know, how many people shared the comment that I made. Mm-hmm. You know, we're so caught up in technology that it's often difficult to sit down and smell the roses, so to speak, you know. And I think that's one of the things that we were so excited about coming camping, is just to get out here away from everything. Turns out I'm the only one who even gets cell phone reception out here, which I was bragging about earlier, but really, you know, it's like, who cares? I'm not calling anybody.
But, I mean, just getting out here, being out, you know, outside, outdoors, a bunch of guys looking up, seeing stars, that's something you can't do in the city.
Yeah, Juan said that earlier. Right. Before we started recording, is you just can't get these stars in Tulsa.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, that's right. You can't.
It's the truth.
Because the lights.
Yeah. So it's really awesome just to be out here and enjoying God's creation.
Because when you're out here and you just see how big everything is, how big the sky is,
right.
It makes you realize how small you are and how, like, we were obviously created.
Absolutely. So stick around. We'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting fireside with my best friend, Adam Minahan, along with our other closest friends, which is really good. Between the break, there a debate broke out on the true effectiveness of bear spray. If you have a strong opinion on this on the matter, please let us know on our Facebook page.
Yeah, head over to Facebook. Let us know.
Tell us what you think about bear spray. There were some opinions here around the campfire.
Yes.
I think we settled it that it depends on the situation.
The motive, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why are you encountering this bear? Is it because petting the bear cub?
Let's let the listener imagine what we were talking about and then relay the information to us on our Facebook page.
Are they supposed to, like, know through osmosis or something?
Yeah.
It's radiological osmosis.
Dave, for the first time on the Catholic Man Show, I'm able to be recording and smoking a pipe at the same time.
Mm, likewise, my friend.
And it is glorious.
It really is good.
Okay, so let's get back to the topic, because we don't have... this is the last segment. So let's make sure we get back to the topic. Real quick, one of my favorite quotes by St. Louis de Montfort.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Is...
About to drop the mop man on us, huh?
Yeah. Is, the Lord gathered all the waters of this world and called it the sea. Here we are. You know, we're out here.
Well, that's a lake, but...
Well, the waters.
Sure.
Okay.
I just didn't want you to misrepresent our location.
Right. No. I mean,
okay.
Gathered all the waters.
Yeah.
And then he gathered all the graces and called it Mary. It's just like, that is an awesome quote.
I remember reading that in his
for the first
the book,
time,
The True Devotion.
Devotion.
Yeah. And just going like, whoa.
Speaking of, if you're a man... Read The True Devotion.
Word.
I can't recommend it enough.
That's the only book that I've read thus far that I have decided to read every year during Lent.
I think that JP2 read that every year as well.
Did he?
I think so.
That doesn't surprise me. He and I have a lot
in common.
Yeah. Including our humility, which I think goes without saying.
Okay, let's get back to it. Let's get back to it.
Okay, so also, our buddy Juan came up to us before we started back, our buddy Juan Posada, who told me not to use his name, but it's too late. And he was telling us some of his favorite things about creation and how... And I just thought this was perfect and just so poignant. And it's one of those things that I just never really thought about it in that way. How God gave Adam, humans, the authority to name creation. Even though God had done all the work... You know,
mm-hmm.
he still let man name them, take authority over them, so to speak, by giving each one thing a name, which I thought fit so perfectly into our topic, because when one has authority over something, which is the case when you're naming it,
mm-hmm.
which is why we can't name our guardian angels.
Right.
Because
we don't have authority, over
it, which is,
right.
if you should not do that.
Right. The church has come out and...
Do not try to name your guardian angel.
Yeah,
you don't get to do that.
They discourage you from doing that.
But because we name the things of creation, we have authority, which means we also have responsibility.
Right.
To care for these things.
Right. With authority comes responsibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I just thought, that's like, Juan, that was a great point.
That I agree. Yeah, it was definitely a great point. Definitely.
But read that. We had this other... You were showing me this thing also in the break.
Okay.
Just read the first sentence.
I want to read the first sentence.
At least the first sentence.
And let you kind of expound on it.
I remember that I had a thought about it.
Okay, here we go. If the relationship with God is placed aside, nature is stripped of its profound meaning and impoverished.
Yes. Okay. Here was my thought.
Okay.
Judge it for whatever you think it's worth. It's like that sums up so much of what's going on in our culture right now. When you see things like the whole so-called death with dignity.
Oh.
You know, why is it that that some people think that this is okay? It's because they've lost that relationship with God. You know, that the relationship between God and creation. The reason why... Okay, so, like, why do we respect creation? It's because it was created by God, which is the same reason human life has dignity. Human life would have no dignity if it wasn't created by this perfect being, you know, who deserves all the glory, and everything he does deserves to be glorified,
mm-hmm.
which includes us because we're part of his creation, which is why we deserve respect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the human life obviously is different from the rest of creation because we're made in his image. But mm-hmm. all of creation has an imprint of his image on it. You know, not the fullness that we enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But it all needs to be
respected. To the point where God became man.
Right, exactly. That's really the kicker.
Right, that's yeah. the big thing. It's so much so that God, in his infinite goodness... which infinite is just so hard to even wrap your mind around,
yeah.
came down and became a finite creature.
If you ever do wrap your mind around something infinite, let me know, because I want to know what that's like.
Well, I won't tell you.
Okay, well. Yeah, so I once heard it said that the very fact that God became man and took on flesh was an act of humility so great that alone would have been enough to save an infinite number of universes from sin. And I was like, wow, that's a bold claim. But then I thought about it, and it's like, all right, you have this infinite God. He's infinite.
Mm-hmm.
To confine himself to a limited form. Like, think about
yeah.
how humbling that must be to represent the infinite. He's like, he's God, and he's just
right.
portraying himself as a man, just
mm-hmm.
like a regular dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet he's... You know, he's God.
Right.
You know?
yeah.
But he's just being regular.
Right.
You know, and the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So let me throw this. On the other hand, nature is rediscovered in its creaturely dimension. Channels of communication with it being, can be established. Its rich and symbolic meaning can be understood, allowing us to enter into the realm of mystery.
Hmm.
So it's on the other hand, it's through creation.
Who is this by? Is this John Paul II?
No, this is the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace.
Okay.
Number 487.
Yeah, I thought it was number 487. Yeah. I was going to guess 487.
That's what you were going to guess.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You can call me Trent Horn.
Or Tim Staples.
I'm Trent Aiken. Jimmy Horn.
This realm opens the path of man to God, creator of heaven and earth. The world presents itself before man's eyes as evidence of God, the place where his creative providential, and redemptive powers are unfolded.
There's really a lot going on in this. It's like this is speaking on many, many levels, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. What?
Okay.
Okay, it's the what? The what council? In case someone wants to go and read this.
Yeah, it's the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace.
Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace.
Number 487.
Number 487,
yeah.
Of course.
The world, yeah, definitely.
Of course, it was 487.
Right. The world, I'll reread this part. The world presents itself before man's eyes as evidence of God, the place where his creative, providential, and redemptive power is unfolded.
Hmm. So are you saying that we shouldn't, like, go outside and spray aerosol cans, like, just willy-nilly, is it?
That's basically wrapped up. That's exactly what this whole Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace is talking about.
Okay.
Don't use aerosol
cans. Let's just remove all politics from this discussion and say, regardless of whether or not the science of today on global warming is correct. I mean, let's just say, I know you have people on both sides of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know,
yeah.
are
that
just
could
disgusted.
Be a whole...
They're disgusted by the idea of saying that it's not true, and some people, you know, are pretty convinced it's not. Okay, forget that. Who cares?
Okay.
Still.
I'm forgetting it right now.
It's still not right to go outside and just be like all willy-nilly with the aerosol cans.
Right.
Or just burn gasoline for no reason in a like barrel.
No.
Don't do that.
No. No, I think that's a given, right? Because I mean, everything that we're out here, and this is God's creation, and everything is good because God created it to be good.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if God gave you a present, mm-hmm. He gave you like a gift for your birthday,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
you should be nice to it. You should treat it with the utmost respect.
Absolutely.
So the world
mm-hmm. is God's gift to us.
That's kind of how we should do it. We should be incredibly respectful.
Mm-hmm. Not only for us, and not only for him, but also for future generations.
Right, because we have to... Yeah, exactly. It's a gift that is going to stick around.
Right. God's given it not only to us, but to our kids and to our kids' kids and to as long until Jesus comes back.
So what do you think is one thing we can do, because we're right here at the end,
mm-hmm.
right off the top of your head,
mm-hmm.
what's one thing that we can do to take care of this world?
Well, I think what you mentioned earlier is wherever you are, leave it in a better place than when you first got there.
That is a very good motto. Whether it's your living room,
yeah,
whether it's your backyard, whether it's the campsite,
mm-hmm.
whether it doesn't matter, whatever it is, leave it better than you found it.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
And teach your children to do likewise.
Yeah. So check us out on Facebook. Let us know what your thoughts are. If you have a man topic you want to talk about or man gear. Men, I appreciate you guys being out here tonight. This has been a lot of fun. We are on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So
raise your glass.